Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise.
It will.
It will.
Okay.
It will.
Cool.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain. I will I will rise.
Shalom. Welcome to all. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Praise God. Well, interesting tonight. The episode wasn't put up yet. I don't know what's going on. I hope everything's going okay with Brother Elvie. It could be weather and stuff or something, but the episode wasn't up, so I had to do it rapidly. And it is, I thought I had it set up for 3 hours, but look like it's only for two. Don't understand why I didn't look at it, because I was doing it in a hurry. But it shows it's supposed to be 3 hours, but the clock is only showing 2 hours. And should be available for people to come into the chat room and by phone, because it's up as on air. So praise God. I pray for each one. And then we come together in the name of Jesus. And that I have to get started tonight. I mean, we don't have as much time as we usually do, and we need to get the message out. So glory to the Lord. We'll wait here a little bit to see if Sister Jeanette comes and starts to worship and praise, or I have to go ahead and start it right away because I have less time, as far as I can tell. I have time to delete this one and start a new one. So we'll go with this, and it'll probably be a shorter service tonight. But praise God, but we can come together in the name of Jesus. Very grateful for each brother and sister in Christ, all that will hear this tonight and in the archives. Glory to the Lord. Come together in the name of Jesus. And to lift up this wonderful name and know that we need him so much in the days we live. All that's going on, all that's happening. It's exciting and sober, too. How close we are to them start these very sophisticated weapons they can use. But God, he's greater. He's greater than anything a man. Understand that. Our life is in his hands. We need to believe and trust Jesus. Amen? Praise God. Let me check to see if there's any notes or anything. I don't see anything from anybody. So hopefully they will come join us. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I hope each one has had a good week. And it's been exciting, been very busy here. Be praying for the people to the east of us. There's some really bad storms out in West East Texas. They missed us. We had some of the wind, tremendous wind, but it's all moved off to the east. We got a few raindrops, but the storms formed off to the east. They thought it was going to be more to the west, but they mainly formed to the east and further north. So they missed us this time. So we pray for those people that are facing those really bad storms. I was watching the storm chasers, and there were at least 4 or 5 tornadoes on the ground. So we pray for the people. We pray they call out to Jesus in the dangerous times, life-threatening times. And the Lord watch over and protect them, and they know that their life's in his hands. As these things continue all over the world, different kind of things, for sure. Praise God that we continue to pray and trust the Lord. Amen. And there is Sis Jeanette. Shalom, Sis. Bless you tonight. Amen. Well, praise God. See when she gets in here and answers, I'll try to share with her what's going on. Praise the Lord. We can come together and make it happen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Myself, I have 2 weddings to go to this weekend. My niece is getting married tomorrow. Praise God. Her and her fiance. And then we have good friends that are going to get married Sunday. So that'll be an all-day event with church and a marriage on the same day. So we have a lot to look forward to. Amen. Hey, sis, I have to tell you that the episode was not created. So I had to try to create one in a hurry. And it's showing that we only have like 1 hour and 48 minutes instead of using 2 hours left. So we're going to get started right away. I know where Brother Andrew or Sis Connie is, but we've got to get started so we can get the message in, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and pray, and then we'll get the praise music going, the service, and we'll put it in God's hands. But I put it up as 3 hours. It's showing 3 hours, but it's not showing 3 hours here on the clock. So I'm going to pray, and we're going to get started, okay? Father, we thank you and praise you this morning. We thank evening. Again, slow down. Lord, we thank you and praise you for this evening. Lord, we thank you for where we are and how you watch over and protect us. We pray for the people that are facing this bad weather off to the east of us, Lord, to watch over and protect them. And they cry out, and we cry out to Jesus and know that you are the one who protects them. You are the one who's able to calm the storm and make the winds cease, Lord. And we just pray you intervene there in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray now that you'll watch over and protect us as we go into the night. Know that we need you so much as we face the world system and the enemy, and he tries to cause trouble. And I pray for Brother Elvie and his family. I'm not sure what all is going on, why he didn't have the episode up, but he usually has some ahead of time, but I'm not sure what's going on, but we trust you, Lord, and we'll leave that in your hands, and that Brother Elvie will get that, will set the stuff up as you lead. Father, we thank you for this night, and we thank you for who you are, and that we come to worship and honor you, and to seek your word, and be guided by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the protection from the enemy by the authority of your name, and by the power of your shed blood, and the Holy Spirit who's within us. Holy Spirit, we ask for guidance and wisdom and the anointing to be messengers and servants for you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, tonight the first song is based on the scripture here, 2 Timothy 2:8, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Remember Jesus Christ, the ever-living Lord, who has risen from the dead as a prophesied king, descended from David, king of Israel. According to my gospel, what gospel? The gospel of grace, the gospel of good news, the gospel of love, it's called in 2 Thessalonians, of Christ. The good news that I preach, the good news that we share, the good news that Christ died for our sins, he rose again victorious over the consequence of our sin. Glory to God. And that in our faith, to believe in him and born again by the Spirit, we become sons and daughters of God, bought with a price, the price of the blood of Christ, and he rose again victorious over the consequences of our sin for all eternity. Praise his name. So it is, Christ is risen. You know, not just say has risen, but is risen, that he continues to rise in people's lives, that it's available to people's lives. That's what it means, that he's continually changing lives and rising, and people are being raised up because he has risen, and he's victorious over sin, death, and hell. Praise God in the grave. So Christ is risen is what they would say. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right. Praise the Lord. To Jesus. Amen. To Jesus.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, to leave a wretch like me, who once was lost, was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. The prodigal is welcome home, in and out a saint. For the God who died and came back to life, and everything is changed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, fear, where is your power? For the mighty King of Kings has disarmed you, delivered and redeemed, eternal and sound. Oh, praise your name forever. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Throughout eternity, our song will be the same. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to be excited. Thankful. Lord, who you are, Lord, what you've done. And on that day you call me in the heavens sweet and brave, I see your scars, your open arms, and the beauty of your face. Those tears of joy, I lift my voice in an everlasting praise. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, fear, where is your power? For the mighty King of Kings has disarmed you, delivered and redeemed, eternal night resound. Oh, praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Throughout an eternity, our song will be the same. Hallelujah. Christ is risen
from the grave. Amen. Jesus is alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. All throughout eternity, our song will be the same. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All that faith is in the grace. Seeing as God's love, God, the beauty of his face. Through his joy, my voice, and everlasting praise. Hallelujah. Christ is risen from the grave.
Amen. Amen. He has. He truly has. Shalom, Sis Connie. Welcome. Welcome to the Lord's house, Sis. Praise God. We have to move it up a little bit tonight. The episode wasn't ready, so I had to make one, and it's a little shorter than regular, so we're moving up a little bit tonight and moving on. So I call for Sis Jeanette to come and start the praise and worship so we can get to the message. So we can get to the message. That's very important. Praise God that you've made it your sis, too. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Amen, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Hi, sis.
Hi, brother.
Praise God. I thought maybe the rapture come or something. There's some more episodes. So I'm not sure what's going on. I'm about to get a hold of Brother Elvie and see if everything's okay. But I said,
it comes right now.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
You go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, brother.
Bless you.
We have this made with every time God will take care of you. This is his wings of love upon, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you, God will take care of you. Through days of sorrow, God will take care of you. and my heart is stained too deeply for mirth and song. As the bird is breath and the cares distress and the way grows weary and long. Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night's dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep nightshade, does he care enough to be near? Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night's dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it not to him that he sees? Oh yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night's dreary, I know my Savior cares.
Creation, all over the earth, make straight the highway, fast for the Lord. Jesus is coming home. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint, let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, waiting, he went so close. Lord Jesus, come. He went so close. Lord Jesus, come. There will be justice, all will be near. Your name forever, faithful and
Through Christ, we have the power to say no to temptation and sin. Amen. Praise God. Shalom there, Sis Erica. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, sis. Praise God. All the godly women have shown up. Hallelujah. Praise God. Something and know it, it is not of God. That we recognize it and repent. That we learn from it, and sometimes some things in our lives we have to learn it more than once. Because face it, brothers and sisters, we can be stubborn because of our pride. Amen? So here we're facing this dilemma. But have courage, my brothers and sisters. God knows better than ourselves. Amen? He has a plan for us, for the life he wanted for us when he created us. We being born into sin, sin had other plans, though. We, in our lives, had to come to know and realize where we stood with God and our Creator. When we realized we had no hope, lost and sinful, that we were most definitely judged, condemned in our sins. We was in a bad situation. So the only way we could be redeemed, reconciled to God, was through himself. Him, himself. No other. Nobody meets God's standards. We all come short, but not Christ, praise God, not the Son of God, the glorious eternal one. We cannot meet his holy righteous standard. Only God could do that for us. And we got so many people that say they can. So God saw we were lost, dying in our sins, because we all were born into sin from Adam and Eve. Then he had a plan of redemption for all of us, because he loves us very much, even though he knew what it would cost. Even though he knew what it would cost, he still commanded his son to become a man and to die as a man and to redeem us with his perfect life and blood. That was the only way. All listening tonight, this is the only way to salvation. There is only one, there is only true life, the true life there is. You see, all listening tonight and in the archives, nothing or no one can save you. Not yourself, not your good works, not your religious ways and rituals. Get through your thick head that there is only one way, and that way is Jesus Christ. And to our Jewish friends, Yeshua. Amen? This is the first and most important decision you'll ever make. This life is very temporary. This flesh is very fragile. Your breath you take now could be your last. The question to you now, are you ready to face what's coming next? If you answer no, then you need to know the words of the Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, his words are life and spirit. Words, the words of eternal life. All others from men and women are death and natural. The word of God is truth and life. The words of mere men, even of the devil, is lies and deception to deceive you from knowing the truth. From you knowing Jesus personally, don't let them. The Holy Spirit has brought you here tonight to hear the truth and that you will choose Christ over Satan and death. To choose Jesus in heaven over Satan in hell. To choose eternal life instead of death. God makes it very clear because it's very serious. He wants everybody to know the truth. Amen? Here, these two scriptures make a very wise and make, I mean, here these two scriptures and make a very wise decision for Jesus. Amen? John 6:60-65. When many of his disciples heard this, they said, this is difficult and harsh and offensive statement. Who can be expected to listen to it? We also stood. But Jesus, aware of his disciples were complaining about it, he asked them, does this cause you to stumble? Does this cause you to stumble and take offense? What then will you think if you see the Son of Man ascending to the realm where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh conveys no benefit. Everybody get a hold of that. The flesh conveys no benefit. It is of no account. No account. You can't come in the presence of God in this place. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, providing eternal life. Still, there are some of you who do not believe and have faith. God knows people's hearts. Shalom, patiently waiting. Welcome to the Lord's hour. For Jesus knew from the beginning who did not believe and who would betray him. You see, God knows everything. He knew from the beginning who would believe, not believe, and who would betray him. Wow. And he was saying, this is the reason why I told you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him or her, that is, unless he is enabled to do so by the Father. God calls us. Are we listening? You have drawn here for such a time as this by your Creator and Father, so you can come back to him through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Jesus continues. John 6, 66, 69. And as you hear verse 66 of John 6, you'll see why that verse is that number. As a result of this, many of his disciples abandoned him and no longer walked with him. You don't want to be part of that crowd. So Jesus said to the 12 disciples, you do not want to leave too, do you? Because there's the choice. You do have the choice to leave, but it's at your own peril. And then 68, Simon Peter answered, Lord, oh, hallelujah. You think about the world we in and what is offered. Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. You are our only hope. That should be on billboards and commercials all over the world, because this is the truth. But a world who rejects Christ, no, they're not going to allow it. But that's what the truth is right now. You alone have the words of eternal life. You are our only hope. That's what we know as believers, and we've learned it more and more as these last 3 years for sure. We have believed and confidently trusted even more. We have come to know by personal observance and experience that you are the Holy One of God, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, hallelujah. That's what you have to know to be saved. Jesus is asking all of us, do you want to lead to or follow me? I would say most of us want to follow him. But what Peter says, he is the only one with the words of eternal life. Amen. John 14, 1 through 6. Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your heart be troubled, afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in him and have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep going. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Isn't that wonderful? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back again. Oh, yeah, he's coming back. I'll come back. Now, remember, in this time, in these chapters, he's only speaking to believers, the ones who are following him. After he's come from and put the tough message that you've got to believe and trust Jesus and understand his words of a spirit and life and not what they thought. He was talking about natural things. And now, as he gave the orders to Satan and Judas to do what they need to do, commanded them, go do what you need to do. Now he's sharing to who are special and who love him and trust him. He said, if I told you I'm going to prepare a place where I, if I go and prepare a place where I will come back again and I will take you, who? Believers, born again believers, to myself. So where I am, you may be also. Oh, hallelujah. Who wants to go be where Jesus is? Amen. And to the place where I'm going, you know the way. As he's saying it, he's standing right before them. But Thomas did ask a good question, if you don't know. Ask. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how do we know the way? Well, Jesus will answer. Jesus said to him, and everybody that listens and in this world, I am the only way to God. Boom. There goes the end of religion. There goes the end of all the pagan ways, all the worldly ways, all the religious ways, all the human ways. All gone in one statement, one part of a sentence of the Lord God, of the Savior. I am the only way to God. And I am the real truth. Boom. All the crazy knowledge, foolish knowledge and wisdom of men. Out the door. Doctrine of the demons. Gone. The real truth. Jesus speaks it. And the real life. What's the real life? Only one kind of real life. Eternal life. Hallelujah. This is all temporary here. But what's coming in the future and eternity is eternal. For all who believe and trust Jesus. The other part of that is death, period. Nothing about nothing else in the future except facing the consequences of your sin because you didn't trust Jesus to put them under his blood. You will answer to them. No one comes to the Father but through me. No one comes to the Father but through me. How do we overcome? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony of believing and trusting Jesus. It's not difficult, but it's powerful. This is for all of us who love and trust and believe in Jesus the Savior and Lord of our lives. This is only for those who will accept him before it is truly too late. Know this. It is available for all of his created children. The question is, will you give up your own life for his? Will you die to your sinful self and live for Christ? Will you turn from your sin and flesh and from your arrogant pride and humble and empty yourself? Will you come to the end of yourself knowing you need a Savior now? You need a Savior for eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. God the Father has made a way for you to come home to him. This way, this path is covered by his Son. Only begotten Son's blood for you. Don't trample it under. Don't trample anymore. Turn to Jesus now. Call upon his name and be saved. Amen. The Lord showed me something else before I started this message, and he wants me to share it with you. Mainly, this is for the body of Christ. All who trust in him, rely, and have faith in Jesus. It's all about a word and God's word. Amen. John 2, 1 through 2. Christ is our advocate. What is advocate? It's a word that means atonement. These are atonement by being the sacrifice and pouring out the blood that God commands. The only way for remission of sin. And you think about if somebody's willing to give their life and to pour out their life in blood, do you think that's love? I say so. Oh, I say so. It's great love. They're not concerned about their own self. He was concerned about us. My little children, believers, dear ones, I am writing you these things so that you will not sin and violate God's law. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate who will intercede for us with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, the upright, the just one, who conforms to the Father's will in every way, purpose, thought, and action. Nobody meets that standard, only him. And he that same Jesus is the appropriation for our sins. Excuse me, appropriation means his atonement. Advocate, he stands in for us. Excuse me, let me correct myself there. Appropriation means atonement. The atoning, it tells in Good House of the Amplified shows, the atoning sacrifice, this is what he has done. The atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God that would otherwise be directed at us. Uh-oh. Because of our sinful nature. Until we're resurrected and glorified even. That's how serious sin is. Sinful nature, our worldliness, our lifestyle, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of what? All believers throughout the whole world. He's speaking to the church. As in John's day, in our day too, that we, the church of the living God, deal with this. God knows us better than ourselves. The scripture clearly shows that what Christ did at the cross is plenty enough. That it keeps being plenty enough for us and before his Father and ours. For without Christ, there is no hope for us. Verse 2 says, that he that same Jesus is the appropriation for our sins, the atoning sacrifice that holds back the wrath of God that would otherwise be directed at us because of our sinful nature, our worldliness, and our lifestyle. And not for ours only, but also the sins of believers throughout the whole world. Us, brothers and sisters. God have mercy. Thank God he does. Amen. Thank God for repentance and praying and fasting. This is part of the message tonight. Obedience is the key to overcoming. You see, all these commands of the Lord that we are to obey his commands and his word. Amen. Before I move on, I have to share about this word appropriation. What is appropriation? The word appropriation carries a basic idea of appeasement or satisfaction, specifically toward God. Appropriation is a two-part act that involves appeasing the wrath of an offended person and being reconciled to him. Hallelujah! You see what God has done. Oh, hallelujah! What Christ has done. Necessity of appeasing God is like something many religions have in common. In ancient pagan religion, as well as many religions today, the idea is taught that man appeases God by offering various gifts or sacrifices. However, get this part, the truth. However, the Bible teaches that God himself has provided the only means through which his wrath can be appeased and sinful man can be reconciled to him. In the New Testament, the act of appropriation always refers to the work of God and not sacrifices or gifts offered by man. The reason for this is that man is totally incapable of satisfying God's justice except by spending eternity in hell. You're thankful for Jesus now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Eye-opening, heart-opening, isn't it? There is no service, sacrifice, or gift that a man can offer that will appease the holy wrath of God or satisfy his perfect justice. The only satisfaction or appropriation that could be accessible to God and that could reconcile man to him had to be made by God. For this reason, God, the Son, Jesus Christ, came into the world in human flesh to be the perfect sacrifice for sin and make atonement, the appropriation for the sins of people. Hebrews 2:17-18 says, Therefore, it was an essential that he had to be made like his brothers, mankind, in every respect, so that he might by experience become a merciful and faithful high priest in things related to God to make atonement, propitiation for the people's sins, thereby wiping away sin, the sin, satisfying divine justice. He did it all, providing a way of reconciliation between God and mankind, because he himself in his humanity has suffered in being tempted. He is able to help and provide immediate assistance to those who are being tempted and exposed to suffering. He identifies. He knows what we're going through. Isn't that awesome? That should give you comfort. There it is, brothers and sisters. For me and you to live and have eternal life is Christ. No other way. Nothing we can do to earn salvation and eternal life. No religion, no sacrifices, no works, no self-righteousness, nothing or no one can save you and give you eternal life. God was the only one. Jesus Christ is the one, the Son of the living God. You and me and all of us here, we cannot make it in this life and in the life to come without Jesus. Amen? In the time we live now, in the times and seasons of his return, he makes us ready. He makes us worthy. A bride who's made herself ready? How? How do you make yourself ready for Jesus? Trusting in Jesus. Obeying and believing in Jesus. Amen. Nothing of ourselves, brothers and sisters, except Jesus. Amen. The more and more I live this life and the years I have lived for Jesus and know him as my Savior and Lord, it is all about him. Without him, I would fail miserably. I would choose the flesh and the world. Oh, wretched man that I am in this world, in this flesh, but praise be to God that we can overcome through Jesus Christ. That is why God has to give us his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of life, the Spirit of life of God that he wants for us forever. Not just this life, but forever. Get this in your heart and mind. God is eternal, and he has made each of us eternal beings. We will either live forever with Jesus or without Jesus, die the second death. Amen. God's getting real with his word. The people need to hear it, know it. I don't know if they're even being told. So as we hear this and know who we are, John goes on to encourage us. And there is great hope for us. Praise God. 1 John 2, 3 through 6. And this is how we know daily, by experience, that we have come to know him, a lifestyle, a relationship, to understand him and be more deeply acquainted, a relationship with him, knowing personally. If habitually keep focus on his precepts and obey his commandments, teaching. Whosoever says, I have come to know him, but does not habitually keep or focus on his precepts and obey his commandments and his teaching is a liar, and the truth of the divine word is not in him. And you can't live forever without God's word in you. But whosoever habitually keeps his word and obeys his precept and treasures his message in its entirety, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. It is completed and reached maturity. By this we know for certain that we are in him. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus is the living word. Whoever says he lives in Christ, that is, whoever says he has accepted him as God and Savior, ought as a moral obligation to walk and conduct himself just as he walked and conducted himself. Two points from this. Number one, the life that we have in Christ depends upon this, and this It's how we know daily by experience that we have come to know him, to understand him, and be more deeply acquainted with him. If we habitually keep focus on his precepts and obey his commands, teaching, obedience to the Father through our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Number two point. Whoever truly lives in Christ, whoever says he lives in Christ, that is, whoever says he's accepted him as God and Savior, ought as a moral obligation to walk and conduct himself just as he walked and conducted himself. This can only be accomplished in our lives now with the Holy Spirit that God wants for us. Amen? So with this powerful introduction, let's see what else the Holy Spirit has for us tonight. We will focus on the two main words and themes, obedience in Christ. What is the definition of obedience? A state, quality, or being obedient. The act or practice of obeying. It is a verb. It is action, not words alone, but there should be faith, action, like Christ backed up his words, that we are to live as God wants us by his word. Jesus obeyed and did the will of the Father even to the death on a cruel cross. How much more do we need to obey now to overcome? Amen? As we start this powerful message about obedience to God, our Father, through the Son of God, Jesus Christ, it is all about obedience. From salvation to eternal life, just to us as born-again believers, growing and maturing and serving the Lord Jesus well as true servants of the children of God, as we learned last week. I want to share from our devotion today that confirmed this was a message from the Lord for such a time as this. Amen? I give all credits and rights to Oswald Chambers and the Bread of Life for this word. Obedience or independence? You hear a lot of people talking about want their independence. I want to do it my way. Not a good place to be, because that's the attitude of the devil, the fallen one. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. Obedience or independence is the question and the title for this devotion. From Brother Oswald Chambers, who is walking the streets of glory or walking with our Lord in heaven. Our Lord never insists on obedience. He stresses very definitely we ought to do what we ought to do, but he never forces us to do it. We have to obey him out of the oneness of the Spirit with him. That is why whenever our Lord talked about discipleship, he prefaced it with an if, meaning you don't need to do this unless you desire to do so. If anyone desires to come after me, if, it means, do you? I mean, if, and if, meaning. If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, Luke 9:23. In other words, to be my disciple, let him give up his right to himself to me. Our Lord is not talking about our eternal position, but about being of value to him in this life here and now. That is why he sounds so stern. Luke 14:26, never try to make sense from these words by separating them from the one who spoke them. The Lord does not give me rules, but he makes his standard very clear. If my relationship to him is that of love, I will do what he says without hesitation. If I hesitate, it is because I love someone I have placed in competition with him, namely myself. Jesus Christ will not force me to obey him, but I must. And as soon as I obey him, I fulfill my spiritual destiny. My personal life may be crowded with small, petty happenings, altogether insignificant. But if I obey Jesus Christ in the seemingly random circumstances of life, they become pinholes through which I see the face of God. Then when I stand face to face with God, I will discover that through my obedience, thousands were blessed. When God's redemption brings a human soul to the point of obedience, it always produces. If I obey Jesus Christ, the redemption of God will flow through me to the lives of others, because behind the deed of obedience is the reality of Almighty God, to be like Him. When we all learn about obeying the Lord Jesus, to humbly obey and know the Father's will and purposes for us, then yes, we will really know our place in our relationship with Him and as true servants and children of God. The reality of God, that He is Almighty God and that He loves every one of us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So truthfully, that is what it comes down to each and every one of us. Will it be obedience and trust in the Lord Jesus, or independence in yourself and all of man's ways and Satan's ways? Please answer very wisely. The right one, Jesus Christ, leads to salvation, eternal life. Doing it your way of independence or disobedience will lead to death, period. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trying to get the pages to turn. Proverbs 14:27. The reverent fear of the Lord that leads to obedience and worship is a fountain of life, so that one may avoid the snares of death. And that's them. The reverent fear of the Lord, respecting and honoring the Lord. Honoring and respecting the Lord and who He is and what He has done. That leads to obedience and worship. They go hand in hand. Is a fountain of life, so that one may avoid the snares of death. Amen. Now, by this scripture, see how important that it is, amen, life and not the snares of death. Isaiah 1:11. What are your multiplied sacrifice to me without repentance, says the Lord? I've had enough of your burnt offerings of rams and fat, well-fed cattle without your obedience. And I take no pleasure in the blood of bulls or lambs or goats offered without repentance. Wow. Obedience is so much more important than any religious sacrifices. One of the ways to be obedient in the flesh now and live a life is repentance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Rewards, Isaiah 56:1. Rewards to obedience to God. There's rewards. This is why the Lord says, maintain justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is soon to come. And my righteousness and justice is soon to be revealed. Hallelujah. What a word for us now. Stay obedient. Maintain justice and righteousness in your life now. Endure, brothers and sisters, for the rewards of obedience from the Lord will soon be revealed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 6:16. Let me get a drink. Do you not know that when you continually offer yourself to someone to do his will, you are slaves of that one whom you obey? Either slaves of sin, and we know who's behind that, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness, right standing with God. as you see these two choices, what would you really choose? Either slave to sin, which leads to death, or obedience, which leads to righteousness, right standing with God. Choose very wisely, amen? 1 Corinthians 8. But if anyone loves God with an all-filled reverence, obedience, and gratitude, you know your place. He is known by him. He or she is known by him as his very own and greatly loved. Oh, hallelujah for the encouraging word from God's mighty word. What kind of love are we to have for God? With our all-filled reverence, obedience, and gratitude? Wow. Yeah. And when we have this kind of love for God, what are the results? He or she is known by him as the very own and greatly loved. Oh, yes. Lord, teach us and show us this kind of love. Let us know now. It has been shown to us tonight. Help us, Lord, to apply it to our hearts and lives. We can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. He has qualified us, making us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant of salvation through Christ. Not of a letter, of a written code, but of the Spirit. For the letter of the law kills religion, but revealing sin and demanding obedience. That's what they want. You've got to be right. You've got to be perfect. No mistake. Not one. But listen to what the real way is. But the Spirit gives life. Now, what would that be part of? That you are reconciled to God? That you are not an enemy of God no more? That God does not consider you as a sinner, but righteous like his Son? That it's going to encourage you. That it's going to give you peace. It's going to give you hope. And not tearing you down or condemning you all the time. That's real from the Lord. For the letter of the law kills by revealing sin and demanding obedience. But thus thanks be to God by the Holy Spirit it gives life. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:11. Since we know the fear of the Lord and understand the importance of obedience in worship, we persuade people to be reconciled to him, to God. But we are plainly known to God. He knows everything about us. And I hope that we are plainly known also in your consequences, your God-given discernment. Amen. That is why we are here. To let others know how important being obedient to Christ really is. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10:5. When you have all these thoughts and trials and tests and the temptations and the enemy throwing fiery darts at you, know this scripture. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We are destroying sophisticated arguments. And every exalted or proud thing that sets itself against the true knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought and purpose captive to the obedience of Christ. That's the only way you overcome. Hallelujah. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we should do this every day. Be alert, brothers and sisters. The old devil knows his time is very short, and he wants us to be quiet. So be alert to his fiery dart at us and take all thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen? Hallelujah. And then the next verse says, 2 Corinthians 10:6, being ready to punish every act of disobedience when your own obedience as a church is complete. Do you hear that? Anybody that is disobedient to God the Father by not believing and trusting in the Son, they will face punishment. When your obedience as a church is complete, when he's done with us, then judgment is coming. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When our obedience is complete, all who live in those disobedience to Christ and his word, all who reject him and his Holy Spirit will be punished, God have mercy. Philippians 3, verse 9. And may be found in him. Believing and relying on him, not having any righteousness of my own derived from my obedience to the law, its rituals, but by possessing that genuine righteousness, which comes through faith in Christ, the only way it comes. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray this for each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. Knowing, brothers and sisters, that righteousness and obedience go hand in hand. Amen. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is profitable for instruction, for conviction of sin, for correction of error, and restoration to obedience. Restoration to obedience. For training in righteousness, learning to live conformity to God's will, both public and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage. All scripture, God-breathed, given by divine inspiration. One reason that what we are learning tonight is for restoration to obedience. How important it is to us. Amen? Hebrews 5, verse 8. Although he was a son who had never been disobedient to the Father, he learned active special obedience that what he suffered. As the Son of God learned active special obedience through what he suffered, we too, brothers and sisters. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord. James 1, verse 2 and 3. Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters. When you come into various trials, joy, right? Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lack nothing. This is all comes from our obedience in Christ. As we go through tests and trials and lead to spiritual maturity, whatever we face or suffer in this flesh for Christ, to know him and identify with him as he does with us. Amen? Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Now we go to overcoming because of our obedience. Always remember, brothers and sisters, none of us are perfect. We have an advocate with Jesus Christ so that when we stumble or fail to be obedient to God, then repent. And he is faithful to forgive you of your sin and continually cleanses from unrighteousness. Without Jesus and being obedient to him in our lives, we'd be in a world of hurt. Amen. Definition of overcoming. The better of in a struggle or conflict. Conquer, defeat, to prevail over opposition and temptations. Amen to that? Let's see what the Word of God says about this for such a time as this. Psalm 117:2. For his loving kindness prevails over us. We triumph and overcome through him. And the truth of the Lord endures what? Forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All I can say to this is glory to God. Hallelujah. John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have what? Perfect peace. Because he's the Prince of Peace. He gives peace past understanding that man can't even figure out. In the world you have tribulation or trial and distress and suffering. But be courageous. Be confident. Undaunted. Be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My quest, my conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. Hallelujah. Glory to God what the Lord has done. Great things the Lord has done. Because our great Savior and Lord has overcome the devil, the grave, and death, and hell, as well the lost, dying world. We too can overcome through him. Obedience to Christ is the key to overcoming. Amen. Romans 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome or conquered by evil, but overcome evil with good. What's good? God is good. His word is good. The Spirit is good and righteous. Amen. Overcome evil with good. God is good all the time. We too should be like our Savior and Father too. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4:8. So whoever rejects and disregards this is not merely rejecting man, but the God who gives his Holy Spirit to you to dwell in you and empower you to what? Overcome temptation. Hallelujah. Now we see how important it is for you to humble yourself, empty yourself, self-ambitions and ideas, and be obedient to receive the Spirit of God in your life to overcome. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. I'm writing to you, fathers, those believers who are spiritual mature, because you know him who has existed from the beginning. I'm writing to you young men, those believers who are growing in spiritual maturity, because you have been victorious and overcome the evil one. Hallelujah. I write unto you children, those who are new believers, spiritually mature, because you have come to know the Father. Hallelujah. How we overcome the evil one? By obedience to Christ in our life. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 4. Little children, believers, dear ones, you are of God, and you belong to him and have already overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist. Because he who is in you is greater than Satan, who is in the world and sinful mankind, of sinful mankind. Hallelujah. What a great promise and truth for us, brothers and sisters. Know this and claim this in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 John 5, verse 4. For everyone born of God is victorious. Oh, hallelujah. And overcomes the world. Born-again believers. Faith in Jesus. Born-again believers. And this victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continued persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. First John 5:5. Who is the one who is victorious and overcomes the world? It is the one who believes and recognizes the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you see that? That's the Word of God. You recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. And as you recognize that Jesus is the Son of God, we know that he is the Savior, that he is God's perfect sacrifice and life and blood poured out and rose again the third day. Isn't that amazing? Is recognize who Christ is and all that he has done. Now, all listen tonight, this in eternal obedience. The one who believes and recognizes the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, all that the Word of God says about him is true. Amen? Wow. We know how important obedience to Christ is in our lives now. This leads to eternal life. It leads to favor and blessing of the Lord. It leads to great things God will do in our lives too. Jesus was our example. Let us follow him. And no man or woman, no pagan god, no angel light, even angel, but Jesus Christ. Let us live a life of obedience to him to overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Leave you with these great truths about those who overcome. Revelation 2, verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes the world through what? Believing that Jesus is the Son of God. I will grant the privilege to eat the fruit from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation 2:11. He who has an ear, let him hear, and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes the world through what? Believing that Jesus is the Son of God will not be hurt by the second death. What is the second death? Lake of fire forever. Amen. Praise God. Revelation 2:17. Glory to God. He who has an ear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God. To him I will give the privilege of eating of some hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I will give him a white stone and a new name engraved on the stone which no one knows except the one who receives it. Amen. Glory to God. Revelation 2, verse 26. And he who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is Son of God, and he who keeps the deed doing these things that please me until the very end, to him I will give authority and power over the nations. Amen. Revelation 3, 5. He who overcomes the world by believing that Jesus is the Son of God will accordingly be dressed in white clothing and will never blot out his name from the book of life. And I will confess and openly acknowledge him before my Father and before his angels, saying that he is one of mine. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 3:12. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he will most certainly never be put out of it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, in which descends out of heaven from God in my own new name. Amen. And then Revelation 3:21. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will grant to him the privilege to sit beside me on my throne. You hear this? And also overcome and sit down beside my Father, also his throne. Amen. Thank you, Father. Do you see the place you have been put by believing that Jesus is your Savior and all that he did to save you? It's absolutely amazing. This is the first and most important obedience for each of us, brothers and sisters, is believing that Jesus is the Son of God and that we overcome sin, the flesh, and temptation, and the world through him and him alone. Amen. Hallelujah. Power in the blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is based on that wonderful hymn, but this is a powerful song. I do believe it's from Cody Carnes. It's a powerful song, though. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Are you searching for a Savior?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Are you feeling that you need?
Listen to these wonderful questions. There's eight of them.
Is her heart completely broken?
Remember, the eight represents Jesus.
Have you lost yourself in grief?
Are you buried in depression? Are you longing for some peace? Is your past the weight you carry? Are you desperate to be free? This is the way. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Thank you, Lord, is the Lamb. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Glory. There's no burden he can't carry. No life he can't redeem. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no darkness he can't light up. Oh, no, no, no. There's no captive we won't free. Hallelujah. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Praise your name. We were overcome by your blood and this testimony. Death is overcome. By your blood, victory is our story. We were overcome by your blood in this testimony. Death is overcome by your blood. Victory is our story. Hallelujah. Glory. Sing. Proclaim. Oh, who Jesus is and all that he has done. Oh, praise God for the blood of the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He has redeemed us. He has made us who we are in Christ. Oh, praise his name, and we worship. Be obedient as we worship. His power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Let your neighbors hear it. Praise God. Worship him. It's the working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is what transforms life, is the gospel, the power to save. Nothing else. Glory to God, the gospel of grace through Jesus Christ our Lord, his life and blood, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. And for us as believers, understand it is to live as Christ. To live as Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
If I rise, let me rise for you. Not on the mountains, my spirit replaces. If I rise, let me rise my life.
Amen.
Because if I belong to Jesus, there is a crucified.
For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ and die is gain. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Precious.
For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ and die is gain. Me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ and die is gain.
Amen.
Amen. This is the place you chose for me. Live this and live to you. This is the place you chose for me.
Amen.
Come on, for me. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ and die is gain.
Amen.
Never be the same. For me to live is Christ and die is gain.
Hallelujah. Glory! Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory! Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, when I was putting this message together, this next song came to, in a place where we're at and where our heart is about the Lord coming for us or not, or coming for us, but to serve him and honor him now, be obedient to him now. But it's the heart, and you listen to this song, you'll see what I'm talking about. Come, Jesus, come. That should be in our hearts and should be longing and want to be with him. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
My knees and pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Come,
Jesus, come. Let today be the day.
Sometimes
I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Amen. It won't. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down I know world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Amen. There will be no war. Hallelujah. And there will be no change. Amen. When Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Let the day be the day. Amen. He'll come for the weak. And the strong just the same. And all will believe in the power of his name. Amen. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you'd return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you. Come and turn this around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Oh, hallelujah. As it finishes, he'll come. Amen. Stand face to face. Come lay it all down. Because it might be today. The time is right now. Amen. There's no real need to wait. Amen. Just will be washed by the river, by the rivers of grace. Amen. Through his blood. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt and right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Amen. Glory to his name. We are. Come, Jesus, come should be our heart. Should be our prayer. Hallelujah. As we see the world and the mess it's in and where it's going, the only answer, we've shared it tonight. The only hope, the only way is Jesus. The only life is through Jesus. And you have to become like him. Faith alone in him and born again by the Spirit is how it happens. Hallelujah to his name. All right. Well, like I said, we're going a little early today, tonight, because of the episode one put up. When I put it up, I thought it was going to be 3 hours, and it only ended up being two. So we'll be running out of time here, so we're going to get to the prayer request. Amen in Christ alone, sis. Amen for that. Okay, the prayer request is we have a couple that's been coming and sharing about marriage, discipleship, and their godly family, and that we're praying for Anthony and Cindy and their family, and some of their families already come to our church for directions and about church, what they where they should be going. And then my brother, there, Anthony's asked for healing of diabetes, and then pray for. We have a person for a baby. A lady named Kim, and for baby. For this is Sis Jeanette's daughter, Kim, and the baby for health, a healthy baby in Jesus' name. We're praying for Sis Connie. The Lord will fix your car or new transportation in Jesus' name. We're praying for Darren and Sydney. They're looking for directions and wisdom, and their direction and wisdom and their relationship. We're praying for Callie, Joe, and Billy for guidance, wisdom, favor for finding a place to live, and reconciliation with Billy and his older daughter. Amen, yes. And then pray for our church for wisdom and direction, to be led by the Holy Spirit, and for blessing and provision. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord, as we got to give Sis Jeanette some time to finish up her song that she has on her heart. Shall we gather at the river? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Shall we gather at the river? Put that in there. It was sort of crazy trying to put this together, but God made a way. We're getting through. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for you godly women. Praise God. Bless each one, you and your families. Oh, hallelujah. Pray for us, for me and Sis Brenda, for the weddings and the traveling and everything that will come together, and that we'll have strength to get through it all. But we're not officiating this time. We're just being witnesses to it. So that's a good thing. But we do got to travel to my niece's wedding about 90 to 100 miles away from us. So we ask for traveling mercies and get to see the family, my side of the family. It's been a while since this pandemic or plandemic thing has caused a place to go. But we'll, just pray for that it'll be good and get to see the family again. It'll be wonderful to see my niece being married to this young man. Praise the Lord. And pray for the couples. And our other is set a Sunday for a couple at our church has become believers, and now they're bringing their marriage together. So very powerful about that. All right. Any other thank you, sis? I receive that in the name of Jesus. Any other prayer requests? Because we've got to go to the Lord in prayer so sis can she can finish up tonight with this beautiful song. Great hymns, anointed songs that people poured out their life and heart. And, they want to share and let everybody, with no, copyright or any of that stuff. They were willing to share. They knew it was from the Lord and it was a witness. That's what's wonderful about the old song. All right. Father, we honor and praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you've shown us more. Last week it was about being true servants. And then being true servants, what does that mean? That means obedience to you, Lord Jesus, is the key for us to overcome. Lord, we just thank you and honor you and praise you how wonderful you are. We thank you, Father, that you hear our hearts and you hear our prayer requests. You hear the hearts of each one of us. And as you put this song on our hearts, come, Jesus, come. Because you're the only answer. You're the only hope. It needs to be proclaimed from the housetops, anywhere we can. And if you made a way even here on this thing called the internet. And Lord, that it can go into people's homes. And the good news of salvation and life through Christ, the only answer for life, eternal life, what really matters. Lord, we understand that we've become vessels of honor by being obedient to you, by honoring and respecting you, knowing our place and knowing who you are, to worship and honor you in our obedience to you and your word. And Lord, that you're wonderful and amazing, that you know us very well, and you know we're still in this old flesh. And that you forgive us, that your life and your blood poured out cleanses from all unrighteousness. Lord, that we grow and mature and become more like you and understand that it'll all be taken care of at the resurrection rapture when we're resurrected and glorified. Then that will be gone. But by faith, you see us that way. You, Lord Jesus, you, Father, as we love you and you know us, you have a relationship with us, we're very grateful. Thank you that you're always teaching and guiding us, and the teaching is even more. Lord, we pray for Anthony and Cindy and their family, Carlos and Lulana and their children, and I can't think of the other ones right now. Oh, yes, thank you, Lord, Christian and I can't think of his wife's name right now. But praise God, we just pray for all of them and the guidance and wisdom that you're leading them to our church and become part of the church and to serve and honor you, and that they have already come in and been very much appreciated of what they've been sharing with us about family and especially about marriage and about a relationship between each other, and that Jesus needs to be the center and no one else then, for sure, Lord. And we pray for Anthony to be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray for healing. I pray that his pancreas would work right where he don't need medicines and things of the world, and that, Lord, you touch him with your healing hands, loving healing hands in the name of Jesus. Lord, we continue to pray for Kim and the baby that will be born, that will be a healthy child, and that she'll be a bright light, or he will be a bright light for you, Lord, and whatever is your pleasure to give them a young boy or a young lady, a young daughter. We thank you and honor you, Father. We continue to pray for Sis Connie. We pray that you make a way for her car to be fixed, or that you give her new transportation, or you make a way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Darren and Cindy, as they've asked. Cindy have asked for direction and wisdom in their relationship and their future and what you have for them and each other in the name of Jesus. We pray for Callie Joe and Billy, and for guidance and wisdom and favor for a place to live. That, Lord, it seems like you're opening and making a way where they'll be closer here in Dublin and be able to be closer to the church and our brothers and sisters here. We pray for reconciliation, for you have brought the spirit of reconciliation for him and his older daughter. And, Lord, we pray for our church, for wisdom and guidance, and to be led by the Holy Spirit, and for blessing and provision in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for the word and the Holy Spirit, that it comes alive and empowers us to learn and understand your word and apply it to our life, especially in the days we live. How much more do we need to be obedient to you, Lord? Oh, help us, Lord, to be guided by the Spirit and not ourselves. Thank you for loving us and being with us. And we give you all the glory and praise. And thank you again, Lord, for us to be able to come together. In your mighty name, amen. All right, we're going to let Sis Jeanette come and sing this wonderful, finish up with this wonderful praise and hymn, Shall We Gather at the River. Amen. Hallelujah. A wonderful hymn. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Sis. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
All right. You go right ahead and finish up tonight.
Okay, brother.
All right. Bless you.
Bless you too, brother dear. Amen. Okay. Shalom all. All right. Love you all. And have a great weekend. Okay. Bye-bye.
Amen. All these weddings are pointing to the Lord's coming.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Amen. Okay. All right. Bless you. We love you. Send our prayers your way, sis.
Okay, brother. Same to you, brother.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, praise God. Well, Sis Connie, I guess it's just me and you now, and thank God for you and your family, and may the Lord shine upon his face, shine upon you, and may he give you peace and his shalom, and I hope you have a great weekend, and we thank God for you, Sis, and all others, you and Sis Jeanette and Sis Erica, and we hope the best for Brother Andrew, anybody else here at the Lord's Hour, whoever listens by phone or Facebook or Skype, and we thank God for you. And say shalom and good night. It's a little early, I know, but that's how the thing was set up. And we did what we could, okay? Bless you, sis. Have a great evening. Shalom and goodbye. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. The beautiful, beautiful river. you, Jesus. Amen. Slow. Yes. God's crazy. They're crazy. Thank you, Lord. What?